Thanks, Ty. I appreciate that. Okay, so I'm Alexis Wright. I'm a senior here at LCU, and I've spent a lot of time reflecting over my time here as a student and wanted to share a story with you guys. So let's start by setting the scene. It's August, the dorm is busy, and people are all around trying to be friendly, but there's still this fear that kind of lingers in the air. I'm moving away from home for the first time. I'm excited, I'm nervous, scared, and enthusiastic. I'm coming from a senior year where my senior prom was canceled, and my senior graduation was the best they could do. Limited at best. I took a few more steps towards dorm room 131. It was not that far down the hall, yet it seems like an eternity from normal. I stepped into my new room and dropped off my first box and took a deep breath, knowing I was here with some amazing people and amazing friends from Camp Bandina. The blanket of uncertainty lingered over the campus, yet I strangely felt like I was at home. I somehow already knew that Lubbock Christian University was exactly where I needed to be. Mom and Dad drove away, and I prayed that college isn't as scary as all the uncertainties are making it seem. That once scared girl that was approaching dorm room 131 survived that freshman and sophomore year. Then, 2 years later, after arriving on LCU's campus, I found myself excited, nervous, and eagerly walking into a new room in a new land with new rules, new languages, and new community. And new amazing opportunities. Once again, I was scared but excited. I prayed that I would enjoy every day of my experience of studying abroad and that the plane would make it over the water. Once I was there, it all happened in an instant. Studying abroad in Spain immediately changed my life. It showed me that there is a big, beautiful world that God wants us to explore and understand. And it also showed me that there are so many people that God calls us to love. It was here where that wide-eyed girl got the opportunity to grow and be a part of a new community of people that have forever left a mark on her heart. Although studying abroad was a dream, I do remember many nights I would pray and beg God to make the pain of missing home go away. But then I realized that God had already blessed me with a sense of family. God gave me Rob and Jana Anderson, and they took me in as their own for 3 months and made me feel loved and filled in the gap of missing home. I made friends that I wouldn't have made nor been friends with before this program. God delivered. Fast forward another year, I was more excited for my education and life journey than ever before, but this time I arrived in a new room on the second floor of a hospital in Central Texas. I was not so enthusiastic for this experience, but I was absolutely terrified as my ability to breathe worsened. I prayed and asked the Lord to keep me safe. I was reminded that my Heavenly Father will give me strength. In Proverbs 17:22, it says, "A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones." Speaking from someone who almost had no control over their ability to breathe, I firmly believe that there's so much truth in those words. It was 12 days later when I was woken up from a medically induced coma after being life-flighted to a new hospital. In that moment, that's when I realized the true and felt the true power of prayer. After I woke up and spent 10 days in yet another room, torn between the spirit that wanted so badly to be here at LCU, but my flesh was just so weak. I had to relearn simple tasks like walking, getting dressed. I was so weak and had to do weeks and weeks of physical therapy. I will never forget sitting in my hospital bed, talking on the phone with Josh Stevens about having a late start to school and how it felt, him reassuring me that everyone at the university would work with me. I just needed to focus on getting better. Between the prayers, the calls, the text, and the amazing grace of God, that once scared girl was not so scared anymore. I found the strength and courage to fight and get back here today. Upon returning to LCU this fall, you all have made it possible for that once scared freshman girl to show up as a confident, Christ-loving, prayer-believing, grateful member of the amazing LCU family. I tell you this story today to remind you that anything is possible with God, and there is so much power in prayer. I remember the first night that I woke up from my coma. I was overwhelmed with emotions. I was so thankful that God chose to wake me up. I also remember being so overwhelmed by the idea that God chose to wake me up. That means that God has a plan for me and that there's something that I have to do and I'm going to fulfill. And it was just a really overwhelming feeling. I was so thankful that God chose to wake me up, but I was just so overwhelmed with just the emotion of what's next and where do you go from here. I remember just crying and being so overwhelmed by God's love and the power of prayer. Lastly, I remember saying to myself that prayer is exactly what saved my life. There was no medicine that did this. It was prayer. And so from that day on, I would not go a day without saying a prayer. Now, there are some times that I do fall short and I do forget. But it is my goal every day since that day to thank God for the day that I have, because it's not guaranteed. You never know. You never know. So if you only hear one thing during this entire talk today, I hope you hear this. Philippians 4, 6 or 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guide your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Pray. Pray when you're happy and celebrating. Pray when you're sad and ready to give up. Pray when you're walking alone through the store. Pray when you got a new job. Pray when you have a new adventure. Pray because you're thankful to go to an amazing school. Just pray and never take advantage of it. Pray when you have lots to say, and pray when you can't find the words to say at all. Just pray. Many times we get in a bad habit of taking advantage of prayer because it's something that we were told to do so many times when we were younger. But I encourage all of you to be very intentional with your prayer time and know that prayer is a gift from God. So, as you not only go throughout today, but life in general, I hope that you remember to pray and say thank you for this beautiful life that you get to live. I also pray each and every one of you never takes advantage of your time here at LCU. And as my time is coming to an end, I wish more than ever I could be walking into dorm room 131 for the first time. LCU has a slogan, "We walk with you," and I firmly believe that. This is such a special place with so many special people. I pray that each of you feel so loved, and you too have a story so powerful that you feel that you need to share it. I also pray that you feel the overwhelming love of the LCU family. Oh, goodness, I didn't know I was going to get emotional. I just love this place and all these people. So let's pray, and then you will be dismissed. Dear God, thank you for this opportunity to be here today in front of all these people that I love so, so dearly. Thank you, Lord, for this amazing school and all the amazing people here. Today, I pray that you hear all the needs of everyone in this room, Lord. Be with them, guide them. You know, we know with you all things are possible. Thank you for the gift of prayer, and thank you for your son, Jesus. In his name we pray, amen.